Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in. It's a thrill for me this morning. I always have a lot of fun when this group of gentlemen join the show. It is Lamar Choate, Jerry Wilson, and Steve Fowler. Lonesome Steve. Did you drop Lonesome from your name, Steve, or are you still Lonesome?
Still Lonesome.
Looking for love all the time, I guess, or just, you know, like to be by yourself.
I had to drop it for the CD because we're paying by the letter.
I see it's not on the CD. Well, I like that a lot. That's why it's all a very economical. You change the name is shorter than the last one, right? What was the original CD?
It was Crying in the Wilderness.
Crying in the Wilderness, and now this CD, Great Horn Spoon.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Lamar Choate, it's Jerry Wilson, it's Lonesome Steve. Hello, Lamar.
Hello.
Steve already said hello, Steve.
Good morning.
Hello, Jerry. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. By the way, congratulations, I think, are in order, right? Did you have a big weekend?
Well, I was inducted to Mount Vernon Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame.
That's what I heard. How about that, huh?
Makes you feel old, but
yeah. So is that in a couple of bucks you can get a cup of coffee? Or?
Well, you know, I guess you'd say that.
Only if you're a jerk, you'd say
yeah.
that.
No, it was an honor. I'm thrilled to do it. So.
How many folks were inducted?
There were seven individuals and then three teams.
They buy you a meal?
Yeah, they did. They had a banquet and they paid for my wife and myself to eat. So.
Did you bring J-Bo?
Yeah, but I had to pay for him.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Thank again. That's a real you. Nice deal. Probably a lot of fun. When did you play?
Oh, man, it's almost 40 years ago when I graduated. 1977 is when I graduated. So,
how many points did you get? I mean, why did they put you in? Did you have a good team?
Well, we had a decent team. I think we were 17-8 or 18-7, something in that deal. But, I had a good year, and – And
he
so,
has some rebounding records.
He's relatively modest, isn't
he's,
he?
He's you're putting him on the spot there.
Yeah, you put me on the spot.
He's almost blushing.
We can drop the pretense. The guy was a rebound machine, first of all.
Really?
Yeah. Well, according to the stats, you know, I was a little bit young. I didn't get to see that, but according to the stats, yes.
Well,
pretty impressive. Still hold a single game rebound record. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
See, he won't talk about it. How many is that? How many?
Well, it was 24. 24 in one game, and that's the record at Mount Vernon.
Who was that against? Do you remember? Do you remember anything about the game?
Of course, I don't remember keeping track in my head how many I had but I do remember after the game, they said, hey, that's the new record, you know.
Said, hey.
I think it's against Effingham.
Hey, Jerry, you had a big night.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Did they win?
Oh, yeah, we won.
Well, that's
we
good.
Won, yeah.
That's good deal.
I think he averaged a double-double his senior year.
See, you need a publicist,
yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Lamar's applying for the job, I think, over here.
Yeah.
Well, I read the
they
paper.
Said that I was the last one in Mount Vernon to average a double-double. So it's been nearly 40 years. So.
How about that?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'd have thought Jamar or somebody would
well,
have.
You know, I would
Kit
have, too.
Williams.
But, and the points is not much of a problem. A lot of guys average double-figure points,
yeah.
But double-figure rebounds, so.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Rattle Watch is here. We're on album number two, right?
Correct. Yeah,
this is the second album. Great Horn Spoon. Where did we come up with the name for Great Horn Spoon?
I'll let Steve handle that.
Steve, where did we come up with the name for Great Horn Spoon?
It's actually a lyric in one of the songs, which you will not hear today.
Okay.
But it's an old saying. I'm really into the old sayings that you don't hear as much anymore, such as "What in Sam Hill?" and
"Yeah, I saw
Great Horn Spoon." What's going on over there?
You do have a "What in Sam Hill's" the name of one of the songs.
So I'm enamored with the old sayings that we don't use enough anymore, and
yeah.
It's my mission in life to bring them back.
We're going to bring them back. I think that's what's going to happen.
You're like Cormac McCarthy or something like that, aren't you? You're the Cormac McCarthy of music, right? Does that make sense?
I'm going to have to do some Google research on that before I respond.
He's an author.
I think this.
Is that apt?
I think it's apt. Number one, number two. I think this CD is going to accomplish what we want to do. We're going to bring back. People are going to be saying "Great Horn Spoon." First of all, that's going to be happening.
Great Horn Spoon is happening.
And second, the other thing that Rattle Watch is trying to do is right all the wrongs, and this album will go far to doing
that's, that. I'm sure it will. Tell me. All right, Great Horn Spoon, what's it mean?
Well, it's an exclamation.
It's an exclamation.
Yes.
So
we're running on a 7-second delay. Is that correct?
No. What terminology would someone use today? And will he in my vocabulary? Well, what will I replace with Great Horn Spoon?
That's where we're going to need that 7 seconds.
Well, that's good.
How about wow?
I do say good grief a lot. I do say good grief. I tell you what, I've got this gig where I'm actually do talk on the radio from time to time. I've got basketball games come up. Is there a time in a basketball game I'd be able to use the term Great Horn Spoon?
I think after that fantastic shot that goes down at the buzzer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's certainly a Great Horn Spoon.
Great Horn Spoon.
Yes. Yes. And if you could say it and kind of evoke a Teddy Roosevelt feel to it, that would be good.
Bully.
Yes, Bully, we're going to have on the next album.
Is Bully the name of the next album?
Well, I don't know if it'll be the name, but definitely in a song at some point.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Okay, Rattle, I've got the new album here in my hand. Well, actually, the new CD here in my hand. And I love the paint. Who did the artwork? Any idea?
Well, yeah, we came up with the idea ourselves, but then a friend of ours puts it all together.
Oh, really?
Yes. The back cover artwork is actually a photograph by Marilyn Sanders from here in nearby Jeff, Illinois.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's a really well-done shot of the moon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How long has Rattle Watch been together, Lamar?
Rattle Watch has been together for probably 3 or 4 years. I don't know if we've got an exact date of birth, but... it's been 3 or 4 years.
Did you? When did y'all start writing songs together? Was that? I guess. I mean, because this is your second album. First album came out in October of 2014, right?
Right. Yeah.
Second album now, and what was the call to action? Tell me about Rattle Watch.
If you look at the first of all, I kind of look at myself as kind of the middle of all this, because I have been writing songs with
Jerry
Wills and been writing songs with Steve since the 1980s. So
really?
It was just, you know, the most natural thing in the world that eventually there's a convergence there. But yeah, most of the time, as far as the songwriting, one person kind of carries it, and everybody else is free to make suggestions. But if we're singing the song, usually that means that we wrote the song. Usually. That doesn't always hold true.
We're going to play 2 or 3 songs here later throughout the show of Rattle Watch production from Great Horn Spoon. Mm-hmm. I played Go Crazy earlier, and I know where you got that idea. That was mm-hmm. after Jack Buck died. Where did you get some of the ideas for some of the songs on this one? I guess that's a tough question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Asking a guy about the writing process. Jerry, where do you get your ideas on what you want to write?
Well, you know, it can come from many things. It can come from your family. It can come from an event. A lot of mine come from nostalgia. I'm getting old enough where I tend to look back and think of things that used to be. And, you know, when you think of those things, I just kind of start out by writing maybe some lyrics and then putting the music to it. And then, like Lamar said, when something like that happens, I bring it to the table and we discuss it. And
what's the easiest part to you, writing a song for you?
Music's the easiest part to me.
Music is?
Yeah. That kind of comes most natural because when you put words down, I mean, you gotta make sure the words sound good today, and then 6 months later, when they come out on a CD, you got to make sure they still sound.
Yeah,
good. I never worry about a D chord sounding good. A D chord's going to sound like
D going to sound like a D chord.
Yes, but what you thought might have been a clever arrangement 6 months ago, then when you listen to it again, you're like, I don't know. So, I think the easiest part is music to me.
That's great. I've got Lamar Choate here and Steve Fowler and Jerry Wilson. We're talking about Rattle Watch. They've got the new album coming out today. I've got a copy burning my hands right now, and we'll be back to play a little bit of it and talk a little bit more with these boys when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Thanks for listening. Back in a sec.
Look out, Mama. There's a white boat coming up the river with a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John. It don't look like they're here to deliver the mail, and they're less than a mile away. I hope they didn't come to stay. It's got numbers on the side and the gun, and it's making me
morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM and FM WFIW Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Got a good show today. I'm talking with the boys from Rattle Watch. Rattle Watch is a local band of three men who have put out a couple of different albums now. They're part of several different bands. How many bands are you in right now, Jerry? You're like in...
Really just about three.
Just three now?
Yeah.
So Rattle Watch, Torn and Frayed, and who's the country band?
Well, I guess
band?
I'm in Sweetwater, which is a Christian band.
Uh-huh.
They're from the church, so that's the three.
You don't have the country band anymore?
Well, no, we're on hiatus. Dog Hasn't Hunted for a while.
Yeah. Oh,
and that was Dog Will Hunt was the name of that, but we haven't played for a while. Yeah. So.
Well, how about you, Steve?
I've been known to pop up as Lonesome Steve from time to time, but I'm trying to focus on Rattle Watch.
Oh, okay. That's cool. How about you, Lamar? Are you in any other bands?
Just
Rattle Watch and Torn and Frayed, aren't you?
Rattle Watch and Torn and Frayed, right, yeah.
How often do you guys get together to play? What's the what? I know, because you all live in different places. You don't live anywhere near each other.
Right.
What's the story?
It just takes a lot of planning, and I don't know. We get together... not near enough.
See, that's what surprised me when nobody came piling in with guitars. I could have brought my tuba.
You know what? I'll tell you what. We do plan on a third CD.
Do you?
And if you'll have us, let's plan it right now.
Yeah?
We'll bring the guitars. You bring the tuba.
I could do that. I could do that.
And we'll give you the key.
I thought you were going to ask for like me to record with you. I mean, that would have been really nice. Like,
that's never going to happen. But I'll tell you.
All right.
Great horn spoon.
Well,
great horn spoon.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That might work out. We haven't had a tuba on either one of the CDs yet.
See, now that's the thing. You've got when the band actually made it when they were doing what is it? Drive Old Dixie Down. Whenever they have tuba there at the start of that, right?
Rag Mama Rag. The night they drove Old Dixie Down. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
So I'm just trying to help the band out in any
way
I
right.
can.
We've taken steps toward that. We actually have an accordion on this one, so that's the first
Do
time
you?
That that's
on
happened.
Which song?
What in Sam Hill.
Well, I tell you what, we'll play some of that, too, because that sounds good. Okay, now we're going to play a song for you here. We're going to play, it's been suggested, Haircut and a Hug. Tell me about Haircut and a Hug, Steve.
It's just your normal relationship song that just happens to mention haircuts, hugs.
You got a good haircut, by the way.
Thank you. And cross-checking, I think, shows up in it, too. Always important in a relationship.
To have hockey penalties.
To understand the rule of cross-checking, yes.
That's right.
All right. I'm interested. I haven't heard the song. We're all hearing this for the first time. Well, at least I'm hearing it for the first time, and these guys have all heard this before. So make sure that I hit the wrong one. We'll go up to that one.
Say, yeah, that's not it yet. We'll go to that one later.
Okay. This is Rattle Watch, Haircut and a Hug.
Just a haircut and a hug, a wink and a little nudge. Maybe we should step out on the ice. It might be thin, but by then we'll be three sheets to the wind, lost in a tangle of Christmas lights. Old fashioned is always out of style. It'll be back in a while, so they say. If you got time to wait and sharpen up your skate, fall is barren and winter is heavy with chow. Haircut and a hug, a smear and a little smudge. Cross-check and get you 2 minutes of penalty. The eggnog's full of rum, come and get you some. The recipe's secret, results plain to see. Old fashioned is always out of style. It'll be back in a while, so they say. If you got time to wait, sharpen up your skate. Fall is barren and winter is heavy with chow. Somebody put Elvis in the manger scene. The wise men gather round. That's something so profound. It's hard to beat a full house. It starts with two kings. Old fashioned is always out of style. It'll be back in a while, so they say. If you got time to wait, sharpen up your skate. Fall is barren and winter is heavy with chow. Fall is barren and winter is heavy with chow.
Oh, that's a good song, Steve. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rattle Watch. That's cut number 5 from the new album. How can folks get a hold of you and get this album? What's the best way? I presume is the other one still available too?
Yes.
The first album?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the other one's now on its second or third pressing.
Oh, really?
Yep. And we've got...
So the money's rolling in.
Well, yes. If you know a member of Rattle Watch, then you can get a copy, or you can go to iTunes, CD Baby.
You're going to be on iTunes?
The first album's on all the normal spots, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, all over the place.
MySpace.
Probably MySpace.
Prodigy.
Yeah. The second one will be probably in 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
It's not available yet on the internet.
I can tell how fresh it is. This is amazing. Lamar came in opening the darn thing, and it's like the first one he's opened. So that is very cool. Tell me a little bit about the Haircut and a Hug. By listening to that, the winter is with child. That's interesting.
Well, the fall's barren, but the winter is heavy with child, as you've probably noticed here recently on some of these last few days.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
That's what I was getting at.
Lyrics come to me sometimes. I don't purposely ask what they mean.
I love the hockey references in there, though, because you got somebody playing hockey, and it's sharpening the skates there at the end of the song. Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been in a relationship, you know there's some cross-checking involved.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also high sticking, too.
Well, we're not going to go there.
Well, you never know what you're going to find.
I guess that's true.
And goals can be called back now. I mean, relationships.
You know, I must tell you, I've thought of basketball and I've thought of baseball in terms of a relationship.
Hockey's where it's at.
Hockey's clearly the place to be for a relationship metaphor. I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's very nice.
Charging.
Charting. Interference. There's always interference.
Yeah, there's tons of interference.
You know you're in trouble when slew footing makes the
yes, that's right. And, of course, icing.
Yeah, there's plenty of ice. Plenty of icing. I got iced on the whole time today. this is a dandy album. So it's going to be on iTunes, you say, pretty soon?
My guess is 7 to 10 days.
My question is, all right, I asked you a little bit in the middle of the break or before the song played. Is there more trouble putting together a second album than there is the first album? Because you know, your first album, you're coming into it with songs that you've been thinking about for years, and it's album number one. And then the pressure, Jerry, comes on to do a second album. Because yeah, you keep running prints of the other one. You gotta do the second one.
I gotta say, it was no harder than the first one. I mean, we did have a lot of songs stored up for ideas on the first one, you know, from years. But we still had a lot of ideas. And Steve's a prolific writer and so's Lamar. And so it was no trouble between three guys to come up with songs. We even left a few off because we didn't have enough room. So really, I mean, the short answer is no. Really, it wasn't any trouble. But all three of us write,
yeah.
So that helps that process. I'm sure if it was just Steve that mainly wrote, or myself or Lamar, just one of us, it would have been maybe a little more pressure to come up with that many songs. But with all three of us, no, it really wasn't.
That's good. I'm going to play Jelly Roll because you were talking. Tell me a little bit about Jelly Roll.
Oh well,
we'll play it. We'll play this.
Jelly Roll was
on Jelly
originally
Roll.
Called Skipping Out, and that's from years and years back in the early '80s. I wrote a song called Skipping Out about kids skipping out of school, and back in those days...
Were you teaching yet by then?
Oh, yeah, I was teaching at Wayne City.
Okay.
And the band's name at that time was Inspector Detector, which featured just out of high school, probably Lamar Choate, probably.
Yeah. Was he one of the kids who had been skipping out of school?
No. It was mainly Orchardville kids.
That never
is
happened.
What it was written about. I used to tease him about that. But anyway, and then it was kind of a fun song. We just kind of left it. And then on this, when we started this CD, Lamar said, hey, you know that riff to Skipping Out? I've got some lyrics I think would go perfect with that. Let's use it. And so we did, and Lamar had the lyrics, and so it became Jelly Roll.
Lamar, how long in the past did you, how long had you recently heard the song to remember that you had some lyrics that might fit it?
That song, we
had
played
it
a ton. I've
never
forgotten. That's not a song I ever forgot. I mean, it's just got this basic blues riff to it that I've always, it's always appealed to me. So
that's cool. You want me to play Jelly Roll?
I didn't
tell you I was going to play this one, so
that's
I'm going to play this one.
That's great. Go for it.
I'm glad to do it. This is Jelly Roll by Rattle Watch. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show.
Check. One named Julep and one with a twist. Red stained pocket from his bleeding lips. It had to come from somewhere on another plane. Endless joy and ceaseless pain. Fiery trial of a thousand years, pushed with sweat, drenched with tears. Swing and scroll, jelly roll. Front porch pops, shouting out the news, preaching word and jump in the queue. Scuffed two heels on the sanded floor. Crack sound closing of the old school door. Swing and stroll, jelly roll. Somewhere on another plane, endless joy, ceaseless pain. Old folks said, pull from the air, boom, 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 a rocking chair, swing and stroll, jelly roll.
Fiber.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate y'all tuning in today. My guests across the way are the boys from Rattle Watch, Lamar Choate, Jerry Wilson, and Lonesome Steve Fowler. And they've brought in their new album today, as it's releasing today. It is called Great Horn Spoon. When will folks get the next chance to see Rattle Watch live? When's the last time has Rattle Watch they play? You guys played uptown, didn't you?
Yeah, we played at the old coffee shop.
Yeah, Gemini.
Where we sat in with Steve what we're doing, we're trying to get this CD done and then promote it by playing. So we're just getting ready to start the big tour.
The tour's coming up.
We don't have any dates yet.
The tour's coming up.
Does the Bobcat have?
Bobcat will usually not open at night. That's kind of a day thing, but they might do something like that at night, I would think. Bobcat you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a call earlier. There's going to be a band up at the Rendezvous this weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the old Gemini.
Right.
Now the Rendezvous.
It's now the Rendezvous.
Yeah, so they'll be there's always some place to play. That's the thing, Steve. I mean, you guys can play it. Just throw the guitar case open and play out in the middle of the street, can't you?
In theory.
Not that he's going to do that. Well, I tell you what, it's it's the songs I've heard since I just now am getting the album. I'm very impressed. And what is the time frame? How do you set your time frame? When do you set your goal? When did you come up with the goal to do another album after the other one?
Probably the day that we got the other one pressed and in our hands. It was like, okay, let's do another one.
No kidding.
And I imagine we'll probably, I think we've already said we're doing another one, so after this.
Oh, that's well, you know, that's the thing. You keep sitting here telling yourselves what name of the album is going to be. And,
yeah.
I mean, Land of Goshen is
Land of Goshen is the early leader, but this is the primary stage right now.
In the primaries. Well, you see, that's the thing. They do take a little bit of time, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They do correctly.
Sure.
What's next? What do we want to hear next? We're going to hear Trouble on the Tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about Trouble on the Tracks, Jerry.
Steve, Lonesome Steve, had an old CD. From how old is that CD, Steve?
Oh, God.
10 years?
Yeah, at least.
I mean, an old CD, and it's called Trouble on the Tracks. And so I got it from him to listen to, and then I thought...
You know, Blood on the Tracks is like celebrating its 40th anniversary yesterday.
Yeah, one of the all-time greats, Blood on the Tracks. Well... But
last
then I
year.
Listened to Steve's CD, Trouble on the Tracks, and I said, hey, you don't have a song on there called Trouble on the Tracks. Yeah, I know. I just had the title. I said, can I nick the title and then write a song about it? So I took his title, and so he does get
You give
credit.
Him a little credit.
Yes, yes. It's good. His title from one of his early CDs, but he didn't have a song called that. So I wrote the song Trouble on the Tracks, and so that's where it came from.
Well, that's cool. This is going to be Trouble on the Tracks. It should be a dandy.
Trouble on the tracks, trouble on the tracks again. Trouble on the tracks, trouble on the tracks, my friend. Rusty and the ties are rotten too. Must be something somebody can do. The trestle is a crumbling and the train is coming through. It's trouble on the tracks for you. It's trouble on the tracks. Trouble on the tracks again. Trouble on the tracks. Trouble on the tracks, my friend. It's no longer green. I wonder what exactly does it mean. When logic is abandoned and it's gathering up more steam, there's trouble on the tracks, it seems. There's trouble on the tracks. Trouble on the tracks again. Trouble on the tracks. Trouble on the tracks, my friend. There's trouble on the tracks. Trouble on the tracks again. There's trouble on the tracks. Trouble on the tracks.
That's great. That's a great song. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
That's an outstanding song. That's Trouble on the Tracks. That's the lead song, a lead-off song there on Great Horn Spoon, the CD for Rattle Watch. And again, how do folks find you and get this CD, Lamar?
Like I said, if you know one of us.
What if somebody doesn't know you and they're listening to the show today?
In 7 days or 8 days, go on the usual outlets and maybe you'll find it then. Right, Steve?
On CD Baby, you can always look up Rattle Watch. It's a website, CD Baby. They ship worldwide and you can download from there. The first album's up on there right now and this one will be probably within a week. We're also on Facebook at The Rattle Watch. If you hit me up on Facebook, I will make arrangements to get you a copy no matter where you are.
Go on to Facebook and look up Lonesome Steve or look up Rattle Watch on Facebook.
Rattle Watch
on Facebook. Okay, well, that's handy. I was asking you, we were talking about the differences during that song there between the first album and the second album. This one seems a little bit brighter.
I don't know. I don't know if it's any bright. I mean, this one will put you in the pits of depression as well. But
The Cry in the Wilderness had its depressing notes to it, I suppose.
It was. It was. Wills, you want to chime in right here? Yeah, it was. It was.
Well, you don't want to talk about it. You're already too depressed.
It's too depressed to talk about.
I just need a moment.
Take a moment over there, Lamar.
Can I have a moment?
Back up for a second. Jerry, this to me is a little bit brighter.
Well, it is. It is a little bit brighter in some aspects. And like Lamar was saying, the first album was really about the state of our country, the state of how things have gotten, how you have to lock your doors at night, how you can't let a kid ride a bike anymore without fear. And so we kind of hit a lot of the issues that are problems with our country. And the truth of the matter is, when you look at it, it is depressing.
So you're still doing that to an effect, to an extent.
Yeah, and some of that is true, but that whole first CD was kind of focused on that one aim.
Yeah.
You're
pent up.
Yeah, kind of remembering the way it used to be, you know, and it's not that way anymore, and it's not coming back. So that's what kind of the message of the first one was. This one doesn't exactly have that message, but it is a nostalgic kind of look back at some things as well.
This also explains our and especially Steve's fascination with old sayings.
I love that. Let's tell some of the old sayings. When was Great Horn Spoon actually in usage?
I'm thinking 1800s.
Yeah, late
1800s. Late 1800s. Yeah.
So we could go like on a Nexus search or something and find.
There's actually even a book. We found out there's a book title that had some popularity. That was By the Great Horn Spoon. It was a book. Yeah.
By the Great Horn Spoon is like by gum or something that.
Would
that? Because we never really got a clear.
I think
definition.
It may have originated through some
by
ancient
gum.
Navigational term also when they actually
right.
used to have to guide their ships by
the and the Great Horn Spoon is what?
The Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper.
Wow. Hey, did you write down by gum? That's
by
pretty
gum?
Good, too.
I'm taking notes here.
I got to tell you, doing basketball, you really do learn the verbiage without cursing. There are some exclamations that you do make in a game that you really have to watch out for.
Right.
So I'm glad to help in any way I can.
I appreciate that.
One of the songs is named Wantin' Sam Hill. That's that is an expression used by probably older folks still, right? What is the age level, the age number where somebody would use the terminology Wantin' Sam Hill? My mom does. She's also, she'll turn.
Well, then 30, I guess, is what we're looking at, right?
Yeah. She's almost, she's 78. So she'll, and I don't know too many people too young, much younger than that.
I think the cutoff is, if you remember black and white TV, you'll love these things.
I do, barely.
There you go.
I do, barely. I remember,
Hey, can I ask you, because you and I are the same age.
Yeah.
We're
close.
What generation are we?
Aren't we the X?
Well, I don't know. See, you and I are in a.
We're at the end of. It's the one that comes right after baby boomers.
Right.
We're the ones because baby boomers end in 1964. We're Generation X, It's like 64 to 70 or something like that. 64 to 70. So you would be, Steve.
The last year.
You're the last year of baby boomers?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Glad to help. Ask me anything.
I've just never really felt like I fit because, see, my parents, I was the youngest child.
Well, yeah, the rest of your family is all
right.
Greatest generation.
All my cousins are baby boomers. All my first cousins are baby boomers. But I'm not.
So do your older cousins enjoy your art?
Oh, I can't imagine. Actually, yes.
I can't imagine that they would.
Actually, a couple of them do. A couple of them do. And my sister loves it. So,
well, see, now that's the important thing.
That's right.
Your sister, for crying out loud, gets a dedication on there.
Well, there you go.
So clearly she enjoys it. Mm. Well, I got to tell you, fellas, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun having you on here. I'm going to play one out. I just got to know what is Dog in the Manger about?
It's one of those depressing songs about the world is what it's about.
Great. We'll play out with that.
That's kind of rocks.
Rattle Watch today, folks. Thanks for listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Look at the sky as it turns.